43 U.S. airports that have received 320,000 inadmissible aliens from January through December 2023, nor the foreign airports from which they departed, the CIS report states. S.A. McCarthy, The Washington Stand. New reports are revealing that the Biden administration has not only been allowing illegal immigrants across the southern border by the millions, but has actually been paying to fly them into the country by the hundreds of thousands. According to Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, findings by the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, put hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants on planes and flew them into 43 different U.S. airports last year alone. CBP has withheld, and apparently will not disclose, the names of the 43 U.S. airports that have received 320,000 inadmissible aliens from January through December 2023, nor the foreign airports from which they departed, the CIS report states. However, the CIS's FOIA lawsuit has forced CBP to admit that the American people can't know the receiving airports because those hundreds of thousands of CBP-authorized arrivals have created such operational vulnerabilities at airports that bad actors could undermine law enforcement efforts to secure the United States border if they knew the volume of CBP-1 app traffic processed at each port of entry. The report clarifies, in short, the Biden administration's legally dubious program to fly inadmissible aliens over the border and directly to U.S. airports has allegedly created law enforcement vulnerabilities too grave to release publicly, lest bad actors take advantage of them to inflict harm on public safety. CIS Executive Director Mark Krikorian explained on Washington Watch Tuesday, "Our question was, where are they going to? Because it matters to those local communities, they need to know who's coming. And I think the public at large needs to know where these people are going." He continued, "And what was so disturbing is that in justifying withholding that information from us, they said the reason they can't tell us is that if they did, it would reveal security vulnerabilities, because this program, which is not lawful, the president has no authorization to do this. This program is creating such problems, such a burden on these airports, that it's exposing security vulnerabilities. And they think that bad actors, as they put it, if they knew this, would take advantage of it. So the Biden administration's own program is a security threat at American airports, and yet they're continuing to run it anyway." Krikorian further explained, "These were people who have no right to come to the United States, they don't have visas. They're just people who want to come here." He noted, "Some of them have an application in the pipeline because they're relatives of American citizens, but they're in a waiting list and they don't want to wait. They just want to cut the line. Others have no connection, but the 320,000 illegal immigrants being flown into airports across the U.S. are also being given work permits, according to the CIS report, even though they are unable to obtain visas. Under these legally dubious parole programs, aliens who cannot legally enter the country use the CBP-1 app to apply for travel authorization and temporary humanitarian release from those airports," the report states. The parole program allows for 2-year periods of legal status during which adults are eligible for work authorization. Krikorian added, "None of these people are going to leave. They supposedly have a 2-year work permit. They all have work permits. That's the point," he added, "but the idea that ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, is going to be able to go and chase after hundreds of thousands of people and find them, it's just unrealistic." CBP's own website admits that users of the CBP-1 app can apply for work authorization. Release by the government of the airport data would serve an important public interest in that it would provide voters and public officials with information to pressure the Biden government to reduce monthly arrival rates into their cities and states, the report explains, also noting that the airport location information would undoubtedly provide a more accurate and complete picture of what is happening. The Biden administration is reportedly being assisted in flying illegal immigrants into the U.S. by non-governmental organizations, NGOs, according to author and reporter Larry Taunton, who has been investigating illegal immigration in South America since 2020. On Tuesday night, Taunton also appeared on Washington Watch to share his findings in Colombia. "Off record, the head of this NGO was telling me that they are flying these illegal immigrants into the United States," Taunton explained. "And in the case of this particular GO, it's Cubans, Haitians, and Venezuelans that they are chiefly flying into the U.S. to destinations unknown. I mean, even the head of this NGO had no idea where these planes were going in the U.S. While NGOs are helping illegal immigrants find lodging and flights, the Biden administration is providing them with the means to violate U.S. immigration law. Let's just start calling it what it is. The Biden administration is not merely an active participant, but they are the chief organizer of a massive global human trafficking operation, Taunton said. In this case, it's the Biden administration that is in South America, that is inviting these people, saying, come on, come on. They're encouraging them. They don't care what happens to them. Human trafficking, rape, murder, people, children just disappearing. This is happening everywhere. Looking at what factors have led to the current illegal immigration crisis, Taunton explained, historically, America's goal has been to elevate elements of the world to a better standard of living towards America's standard of living. He continued, Obama took a very different position on that. The idea was to elevate the power of the United States, the standing of the United States. So, in other words, to third world the United States, that's the direction that we're headed. He also noted, second thing is to change the United States culturally, politically, and socially, irreversibly, with a massive, massive influx of people from outside of our country who in many cases, not all, but in many cases, do not share our values. Taunton also addressed the current power players behind the influx of immigrants, emphasizing the major role that the United Nations and its International Organization for Migration, IOM, play in operating the flights into the United States, as well as the support of the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID. He also theorized that many of these agencies and even NGOs are being funded at least in part with money laundered through Ukraine. I believe this money, much of this money, because this is a massive, massive operation, this isn't a small thing, this is a global operation. I believe this money is being laundered and is passing through Ukraine, Taunton posited. Pointing to the enormous sums of taxpayer dollars funneled into Ukraine by Congress, Taunton theorized that, these billions, they aren't going to Zelensky's wardrobe. They're going into the pockets of corrupt politicians to fund these massive globalist projects. He continued, this is probably my 10th time in Colombia in just the last few years, when I first started coming down here to investigate this very question. What you had for the most part at that time were individuals trying to make their way to the United States any way they could, and cartels were playing a role and various NGOs were assisting where they could. It has taken on an entirely different character now. It is highly organized, and the only one who could pull that off would be the United States government. There's a connecting thread in all of this and that is the globalist agenda, Taunton insisted. And it isn't guys like Bill Gates who are funding it. It's the U.S. taxpayer who is funding it. And they're doing it, in my opinion, it's just my theory, but they're doing it through Ukraine. These reports come as the border crisis becomes a top concern among voters heading into November. Recent polls have shown record numbers of Americans worrying about the deteriorating illegal immigration influx, hampering incumbent President Joe Biden's re-election campaign and bolstering former President Donald Trump's. Additionally, the Biden administration has increasingly been trying to tie funding for U.S. border security to billions more in aid to Ukraine. Source: The Washington Stand. S.A. McCarthy serves as a news writer at The Washington Stand.